Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Will Kitzman back on this podcast. Today, we have a few guests. We're doing a personal podcast over me and my biggest achievements and growth over a four-year span, I'd say from freshman year, maybe eighth grade summer to freshman year, and then to senior year. So, you know, what I think I've improved on the greatest and, you know, some funny stories and, you know, some funny, interesting topics on my high school experience. So yeah, grab some snacks, grab a drink, and tune in. It should be a good one. So to start this podcast off, I do want to talk about, you know, one of my biggest improvements. I wouldn't say it's an improvement because, you know, it's just kind of a human thing that everyone goes through. I guess it's just like a maturity thing. But, you know, back in the day, in like earlier high school, you know, middle school, me and my buddies would always be goofing around in class and always talking and not paying attention, you know, throwing pencils into the ceiling, getting them stuck, you know, just doing things to get us in trouble. And I would say probably after probably early junior year is when, you know, we all kind of matured, and it's kind of just funny to look back on how we used to act as a kid. So I think that maturity plays a big role in an improvement. So given that, on that maturity thing, I do have a guest here. This is Griffin. Say what's going on, Griffin.
Hey, Will, what's up?
So this is a really good friend of mine. We went to elementary school together. He went to a different high school. He goes to Compass Montessori at Lakewood. But we do go to a welding program at Warren Tech together, so we do hang out quite a bit. So I thought it would be good to bring him on this podcast because, you know, if it's anybody, he would know how we used to act in school. So given that, Griffin, I would say let's start. I guess we'll just answer a few questions. How do you think that me and you or me have improved in maturity and like in those years?
Well, I mean, we used to mess around a lot, like throwing pencils at the walls and ceilings and stuff, and really not pay attention to school. But now that we have like our goals and responsibilities, I feel like we pay more attention in school. And of course, we have our jobs now, and we just have a lot of stuff tying us to like responsibilities and being a responsible, I guess, adult. Although we're still young, it's just like within the last couple of years, it's become I guess we both have realized how important it is to get stuff done and have a schedule and hold ourselves accountable. Yeah. So, yeah.
Of course. No, yeah, I would say, you know, Griffin, you're going to CMC, right?
Yeah, Colorado Mountain College in Steamboat.
So he's going to college. I have chosen to go the military route. I'm going to be in the Army in the next 5 months, so given that, I would say biggest improvement for, you know, maturity, getting older, having responsibilities. You know, I've been working out quite a bit, try to get, you know, trained for, you know, boot camp. Griffin studying in school, getting ready for his route in college. But I would say that's probably the biggest improvement that I've had, if not both of us, to just, you know, get older, realize what responsibilities we have, and start our life. So thank you, Griffin.
Thanks, Will.
So given that, you know, I just want to go back and talk about how important it is to really cherish the moments that you have, you know, being young. Because, you know, just like that, I remember walking in freshman day or first day of freshman year, just like so nervous and just like in shock almost, and just thinking, oh, this is going to be the longest 4 years of my life, you know. My parents would always tell me, no, it's going to go by super quick. Like, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. You know, here we are 3 days before, you know, the last day of school. And we're going to graduate and move on, and everyone's going to be on their own path and doing their own thing. So I just think that, you know, looking back on high school, it's awesome to be able to, you know, think about the stories and think about the friends we've made and just reminisce almost. And everyone's improved in their own way. If it's, you know, as a whole person, or if it's in like a sport or an academic type of an improvement, you know. But I'd say for me, you know, mostly I've gotten a lot of stuff done in those last 4 years and accomplished a lot of things. But in general, I think the biggest thing, you know, is choosing to go into the military and, you know, having that set, you know, because once you're in the military, you're that's what you're doing for 4 years or more. You know, that's a something that you can't change after, you know, you enlist. So for me, that's a big, you know, goal of mine to reach and accomplish that. So just in general, you know, enjoy where you're at, you know, have fun. And appreciate, you know, where you're at in life and have a goal, you know, just reach your goal, you know, be happy. And sorry, the audio cut out there. But anyways, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This is Will, and I hope you guys have an amazing summer and a great start to your future careers. See you guys later.